Amanda the Toy Otter, and this is Pop Deutsch, the radio show in which my daddy attempts to teach me and my plushy friends the German language, usually to his deep frustration. You too can follow along and learn German with us. It'll be fun!
Welcome back to our second day of elementary German. Let's see, is everybody here today? Amanda, are you here?
I'm here, Daddy.
Okay, Eckert.
Not
quite correct, but B for effort.
Well, I thought the expression was A for effort.
You didn't try that hard.
Well, that and R true.
PJ?
Present.
Nico?
Yo soy aquí, Profesor Nutrio.
Glad to know that, but this is German, not Spanish.
Oh, right. Watashi wa wakarimasu.
But the... oh, never mind. Tally.
I'm here.
Okay, everyone's here. We can start. Now, does anybody have any questions from the last lesson?
I have a question.
Eckert, if it contains the word speckledy-dooch, I don't want to hear it.
What does... never mind.
Now, in our last lesson, we learned some pronouns. Today, we're going to learn a whole bunch more. Okay, are you ready? Who is wer? What is was? Where is wo? When is wann? Why is warum? How is wie? Which is welcher? Now, I know some of those are technically adverbs, but you get the idea. Now, here are some indefinite pronouns when you don't quite know who it is you're talking about. Someone, jemand. Something, etwas. Anyone, jedermann. Everything, alles. No one, keins. Nothing, nichts. Somewhere, irgendwo. Everywhere, überall. Nowhere, nirgendwo. Okay, now what we're going to do is conjugation.
Can we do that in a classroom? Is that legal?
Gee, Daddy, I've never even kissed a boy.
I'm not even going to ask what you think that means. But conjugation actually means changing a pronoun to make it fit in a certain part of the sentence.
Oh! I thought it meant rubbing noses.
For you, Eckert, it just might. Well, in English, we have three different cases. That's three different ways you can say a pronoun. Now, we have the nominative case, which is when the pronoun is what the sentence is about. For instance, I have the ball. In this case, the pronoun is I. There's also the dative accusative case, in which the action is being done to the pronoun. For instance, the ball is given to me. In this case, I becomes me. Now, we also have the possessive case. The ball is mine. In this case, I and me become mine. So there's three different ways of saying the same thing. I, me, and mine.
Do we get to play ball now?
No, Tally, there's no ball. That's just an example. Now, in German, you have four cases because the dative and the accusative are separate. Now, when you're doing an action to something, then that something is in the accusative case. But if you're doing something with something to someone else, then the something you're doing it with is the dative case. Do you understand?
Not in the slightest.
Okay, well, for instance, I bounce the ball. Now, the ball is the thing that's receiving the action, so it's in the accusative case. I bounce the ball to PJ. Now, the ball is still receiving the action, but PJ is receiving the ball. So the ball is accusative, but PJ is dative.
Oh, I think I understand. So the direct object of the sentence is accusative, and the indirect object is dative.
That's very good, PJ. That's exactly right.
Then the possession or relationship is indicated by the genitive or possessive case.
That's exactly right. Eckert, how did you know that?
Hey, quit looking at my notes.
Now I'm going to give you some pronouns. And first I'll give you the nominative, then the accusative, then the dative, and then the genitive or possessive. Okay?
Lay it on us, teacher.
Okay. I, me, and my. Ich, mich, mir, mein. You and your, du, dich, dir, dein. Him and his, and he. In, im, sein. She, her, hers. Sie, ihr, and ear. It, its. Es, sein. We, us, our. Wir, uns, unser. Y'all.
You're talking like Fry Possum.
Yes, I know that doesn't sound like proper English, but really the only English word for you as a group is y'all.
Odd that.
Okay, so y'all and y'alls is ihr, euch, euer. They, them, their, sie, ihnen, ihnen, and ihr. Who, wer, wenn, wem. And there's no possessive for that because you really don't use that. And what, was, and was.
Well, now, how come their and hers end up sounding so much alike?
That's a very good question, Nico, and it deserves a very good answer. Unfortunately, I don't have one. Okay, now we're going to learn numbers.
Oh, goody.
Now, 0 is null. Counting up from 1, ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn. Now, who else wants to try counting? Eckert, why don't you give it a try?
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
No, Eckert, in German.
Speckledy-dooch.
That joke is getting so old. Amanda, you want to try it?
Okay, Daddy. Ein, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
Very good. Neko, would you like to give it a try?
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht.
Tally, can you help Neko out?
9 and 10.
Excellent. Now, 11 to 20. Elf, zwölf, dreizehn, vierzehn, fünfzehn, sechzehn, siebzehn, achtzehn, neunzehn, and zwanzig.
Oh, teacher, can I try again?
Okay, you can try again.
20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And, no.
Well, that was very good, Eckert, but you counted upside down.
I bet. I like doing things upside down.
Now, what say we do some translation? This time, we're going to translate from English into German. Okay, this first one will be for Amanda. The mouse hunts a lion.
Now that's my kind of mouse.
Die Maus jagen ein Löwe.
That's very good. Now technically it would be Die Maus jagt ein Löwe, but I haven't taught you that, so you did perfectly.
Dankeschön.
You're welcome. Okay, this one's for PJ. Your otter gives me a red fish.
Okay, dein Otter geben. Would that be gibt? It would. Dein Otter gibt mir ein Rotfisch.
Very good, PJ. Exactly right. Okay, now this next one is for Eckert. My pet is a robot and an alien.
Oh, that sounds like one for Tommy.
I am not Tommy's pet. I'm his friend, who happens to live in his room and sleep on the floor.
Tommy isn't here. This one's for you, Eckert. My pet is a robot and an alien.
Okay, mein Student hier ist ein Robot und ein Ausländer.
That was dead on, Eckert. Very good.
Actually, no, it wasn't. I forgot to put the period at the end.
Tally, a whale is big, but my dog is very, very big.
Oh, have you been overfeeding Martin?
Tally, no, that's your sentence. You're supposed to translate it into German. A whale is big, but my dog is very, very big.
We haven't had butt.
He said butt.
Eckert! Butt is aber.
Okay. Ein Walfisch ist groß, aber mein Hund ist sehr, sehr groß.
Very good. Okay, Nico. No, I do not have a purple bird.
What's the word for do?
Well, actually, in this case, you wouldn't say I do not have. You would say I have not.
Okay, nein, ich habe nicht ein purpurn Vogel.
Not bad at all. Okay, too late, Eckert.
Oh, never mind.
Amanda, who swims with the otters, fish, lobsters, and whales?
That would be you.
No, don't answer the question. Translate it. Oh, right.
Wer schwimmt? Schwimmt, right? Okay, wer schwimmt mit die otters?
No, actually, you add an N in German to make things plural, not an S. But you didn't know that, so go ahead.
Wer schwimmt mit die otters, fish, human, und Walfischen?
Exactly right. Okay, PJ, I'm sorry, I am just a little bird.
You didn't teach us, I'm sorry.
Oh, didn't I? Didn't we cover interjections in the last lesson?
No.
Well, let's do that now. Okay, you got your papers ready? Yes is ja. No is nein. Oh, ach. Woof. Vowel. Cock-a-doodle. Kikiriki. Well is na. Please or you're welcome is bitte. Thanks is danke. Sorry is es tut mir leid. Excuse me. Entschuldigung. Unbelievable. Unglaublich. Okay, now you have a full complement of interjections. So, I'm sorry, I'm just a little bird.
Es tut mir leid, ich bin nur ein kleiner Vogel.
That's very good. Okay, we've almost run out of time for this episode, so why don't we stop here? Okay, thanks for being here, everybody. You've done good work.
Teacher, I think I need some stitches in my nose.
Eckert, how in the world did you rip your nose?
We're working hard, conjugating.
Well, I'll stitch you up this time, but in the future, I want you to wear protective gear when you're conjugating.
Do you want us all to wear protective gear?
No, I think Eckert is the only one who needs protection when he's conjugating, and maybe those who are sitting next to him. On second thought, yeah, that would probably be for the best.